Sunday, June 7th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Stephen Cholak and is taken from Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 12 through 22. To Zedekiah, king of Judah, I spoke in like manner, "Bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you and your people die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence, as the Lord has spoken concerning any nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Do not listen to the words of the prophets who are saying to you, 'You shall not serve the king of Babylon,' for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you. I have not sent them, declares the Lord, but they are prophesying falsely in my name, with the result that I will drive you out and you will perish, you and your prophets who are prophesying to you." Then I spoke to the priest and to all this people, saying, "Thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who are prophesying to you, saying, 'Behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought back from Babylon,' for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon and live. Why should this city become a desolation? If they are prophets, and if the word of the Lord is with them, then let them intercede with the Lord of hosts, that the vessels that are left in the house of the Lord, in the house of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem may not go to Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, the sea, the stands, and the rest of the vessels that are left in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take away, when he took into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that are left in the house of the Lord, in the name of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem, they shall be carried to Babylon and remain there until the day when I visit them, declares the Lord. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place." Rescue from death. In our sin, we would rather resist the Lord and remain in the agony of death. The Lord is love and his mercy overflows. Bring your necks under the reign and the rule of the Lord's servants. Follow his word and submit to his law. By this law we are crushed. We are laid waste. From the ashes and from the ditch, our Lord comes and lifts us out of our sin. He takes our sin upon him. He who knew no sin becomes sin for us that we might be saved. The word is sent by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit calls you by the gospel. He works faith when and where he wills. He works faith in you. He attaches you to Jesus and to his gifts by the preaching of his word. Test the preaching that you hear by the word of God. Trust in the word of God and study and meditate on it. This word of God endures forever and will never fade. This word of God is your rock and your foundation. The Lord rescues you from the hand of all your enemies. Amen. Thank you.